You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For WXEO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Portage County District Attorney's Office has released more information in the officer-involved shooting and double homicide in the township of New Hope that happened on July 6th. According to the press release, the Portage County DA's office determines the use of force reasonable and justified after reviewing the investigation completed by the Marathon County and Wood County Sheriff's Offices. The press release from the Portage County DA states the male victim was found shot to death in the driveway and a woman was found in the same state in the garage after deputies searched the inside of the property. The Marathon County Sheriff's Office has identified the victims as Paula L. Schulfer, age 52, and Dale S. Schulfer, age 53, and the suspect as their son, 35-year-old John L. Schulfer. When John Schulfer exited from the back of the home on the night of the incident, a deputy used his tactical flashlight to illuminate the area. The 13-year veteran with the Portage County Sheriff's Office saw an unknown person holding a pistol in one hand and what looked like a pistol in the other. After the deputy gave a loud verbal command, the person turned toward the deputy and raised the pistol. The deputy then fired his rifle three times. Schulfer was transported to the hospital where he is being treated for three gunshot wounds. According to the press release from the Portage County DA, while at the hospital, Schulfer admitted to shooting both victims. The press release also states Schulfer has not yet been charged. A heat advisory goes into effect today for much of central Wisconsin. The National Weather Service of Green Bay issued the advisory, saying the heat index values could be as high as 104 degrees on Wednesday. The advisory is from noon until 8 p.m. Hot temperatures and high humidity may cause heat illnesses. The CDC recommends staying hydrated by drinking water. If you're outside, stay out of the sun and take breaks. You can find cooling centers in your area by dialing 211.
Volunteers arrive from all over the world in Oshkosh in early July, all for EAA Air Venture.
I love it. This is my, 10th year volunteering. I want to give back because this is my 31st year at Oshkosh.
That's Chuck Holderness, who volunteers at the admission gate.
I flew in the Bonanzas to Oshkosh 31 years ago, and I've done it every year since. It's unbelievable. We set the world record for the world's largest civilian formation flight. We had 133 of us one year, and then we actually had 149 another year, but we didn't go through all the paperwork to break the record. This year, we had 119 of us, so we're all on the runway at the same time, three abreast, 5 feet from my prop to the tail in front of me. It's exciting.
And Donna at security, her daughter is a 148th fighter wing pilot. But it's more than that that brings her here from Port Washington.
It's the meeting the people. You meet them from all over the world, basically, and mingling with them and making new friends.
Often described as a family reunion, even if you aren't a pilot, all are welcome.
I made friends already from Mississippi, from Arizona, from around this area, and we camp with them because I also camp here. And it's just family friendly over there and thousands of people camping and there's very seldom any issues.
Camp Scholar, a field of friends, volunteers, pilots, and more. No electricity and no problems. Even in the summer heat of July, 40,000 camp here in this 1 week. Anyone can volunteer, even if you don't have any background in aviation. Here's Dan Van Evenhoven.
You can drive the tram, which is kind of cool because you get to see the entire grounds and you get to explain to people what different things are going on in different locations.
And you can even still sign up to volunteer right now. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Training camp is underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports in Green Bay, where the Packers training camp got started. The team holding open practice to the public. The players riding the bikes of kids to the Nitschke practice field, a tradition dating back to the Lombardi era. Practices tomorrow, Thursday and Friday, open to fans at 10:30 a.m. Baseball. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak came to an end. Seattle's all-star catcher, Cal Raleigh, got a hold of a solo home run shot off of Nick Mears in the sixth, and that was it. The Brewers losing to the Mariners 1-0. That was a the second longest winning streak in Brewers franchise history. NBA, Damian Lillard says, after suffering that torn Achilles tendon, he asked some other athletes for advice, including Kevin Durant and a former Packers player.
You know, I know it's going to be a long journey. I know it's a challenge mentally, you know, just kind of learning more about it. You know, talking to Aaron Rodgers and KD and Rudy Gay, you know, all these guys that experienced it and handled it differently.
That's the Trailblazers' Damian Lillard with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. There will be jerks out there who are just not kind and will take it as offensive just because it is about kindness. That is director James Gunn describing his film Superman while addressing criticism of the film as woke. While addressing the issue, Gunn asks, what is woke? Gunn says Superman is an immigrant and his creators in 1938, Jerry Siegel and Joe Shuster, were sons of immigrants. Gunn acknowledged there is an immigrant angle, but that the film is primarily about kindness and morality. James Remar is open to returning as Richard. Remar was last seen as the boyfriend on season 4 of Sex and the City. Remar says as an actor, he's always taking calls, but he does have one question. Does he have to get naked again? A lot of actors probably ask that. James Remar is now 71, so I think we're all hoping the answer to the naked question is a resounding no. Remar is also known for his roles on Dexter and most famously, in my opinion, The Warriors. Okay, Sandler fans, buckle up. Happy Gilmore 2 is on the way, thrilling golf and comedy fans across the world. Adam Sandler recently told Collider, there were serious rewrites of the script due to the passing of Carl Weathers, who played Chubbs Peterson, Gilmore's mentor in the first film in 1996. Weathers passed away last year from a heart attack, forcing the production of Gilmore to adapt. Sandler says there are many tributes to Chubbs in the second installment. Happy Gilmore 2 drops on Netflix Friday, July 25th. Sad news from the world of Ted Lasso, at least if you're a certain actor. Apple TV announced Monday that Jamie Tart will not be lacing them up for AFC Richmond. Actor Phil Dunster will not return in the role, at least not as a series regular. Deadline reports that the actor had already taken a role in a still-untitled HBO show with Steve Carell, creating a scheduling conflict. Season 4 of Lasso is currently filming in Kansas City. You heard that right, not in the UK. There is no release date announced yet for the new season. Former star of The Cosby Show, Malcolm Jamal Warner, has passed away. Warner accidentally drowned while swimming in Costa Rica after being pulled under by a current. Warner played Theo Huxtable for 8 seasons on the groundbreaking show from 1984 to 1992. Warner received a Best Supporting Actor Emmy nomination for comedy. He later went on to star in his own sitcom, Malcolm and Eddie. Most recently, he was seen as a series regular on the show The Resident. Malcolm Jamal Warner was 54 years old. Speaking of The Resident, and according to Deadline, producers and actors, including Morris Chestnut and Sean A. Wilson, paid tribute to Malcolm Jamal Warner, calling him larger than life and a really solid human being. Warner made it his goal at a young age not to be a forgotten about childhood star. It was his role as AJ the Raptor Austin that he played for 5 seasons on the Fox medical drama that reintroduced him to audiences as an adult. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered thunderstorms today, and some of those could be strong to severe later this afternoon into this evening. Hail and wind will be the main threat, but an isolated tornado is possible. Hot and muggy, too, with a high today near 89. Be weather aware today. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.